Good evening. Thank you for listening. I will bring you up to date on various stocks, bond, currency and commodity price changes and give highlights of today's news. Please subscribe to the podcast for automatic downloads. As of 5:43 p.m. stock markets were higher. Standard & Poor's Toronto Stock Exchange Index was up 139.76 points to 22,011.72. Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 263.71 points to 38,503.69. The NASDAQ was up 260.58 points to 17,471.47. Standard & Poor's 500 Index was up 59.95 points to 5,070.55. VIX futures are down 0.67 points to 15.8. Asia and Europe. The Nikkei 225 in Japan is up 103.5 points to 37,563. The China Seas. I-300 is down 24.68 points to 3,506.22. The DAX in Germany was up 281.78 points to 18,132.58. The CAC 40 in France was up 65.42 points to 8,105.78. The FTSE 100 in London was up 20.94 points to 8,034.81. Commodity markets. Gold is down 10 cents to $2,335.70. Silver is up 10 cents to $27.34. Crude oil is up $1.50 to $83.40. Copper is down 5 cents to $4.42. Natural gas is up 6 cents to $2.12. May corn closed at $4.33. May soybeans closed at $11.67 and a half. May wheat closed at $5.85. The Canadian dollar is 1.3663. The Canadian 2-year bond yield is 4.3. The Canadian 10-year bond yield is 3.79. The United States 2-year bond yield is 4.93. The United States 10-year bond yield is 4.6. Bitcoin is at $66,327.80. Highlights of today's news. Tesla to produce cheaper cars after sales miss. Bunge's proposed acquisition of Volterra draws Competition Bureau concerns. Again, thanks for listening. For automatic downloads, please subscribe on a podcast app or platform. And please consider leaving a rating on the podcast app or platform. It helps grow the show. Thank you.